Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 23, Issue 3, July 2024. Article Number 5. Correlation between serum levels of fibroblast growth factor 21 and the severity of migraine headache in patients undergoing sodium valproate treatment. First author, Hamed Cherag-Makani. Corresponding author, Monterey Gazian. Abstract, background. Mitochondrial metabolism disruption increases neuron excitability and reduces migraine attack threshold. This study investigates whether serum fibroblast growth factor 21, FGF21, levels in chronic migraine relate to headache severity and response to sodium valproate treatment. Methods: this pilot study involved 30 patients with chronic migraine treated with sodium valproate. Serum FGF21 levels were assessed at baseline and after 12 weeks of treatment. Pain severity and disability were evaluated using Visual Analog Scale, VAS, and Migraine Disability Assessment, MIDAS. Paired t-test was used for the quantitative variables. The qualitative variables were evaluated using Pearson's chi-square test and Fisher's exact test. Moreover, correlation coefficients were calculated. A p less than 0.05 was considered statistically significant. Results: mean age of the patients was 42.9 plus or minus 11.3 years. There was a significant reduction in headache severity between baseline and the end of the study regarding VAS scores, 8.50 plus or minus 1.50 versus 5.30 plus or minus 2.20, p less than 0.001. The same reduction was observed in MIDAS during the study, 61.20 plus or minus 33.20 versus 20.31 plus or minus 17.07, p less than 0.001. However, there was no significant changes in serum levels of FGF21 over 3 months, 299.53 plus or minus 479.80 versus 491.33 plus or minus 456.64, p equals 0.810, nor any relationship between these levels and headache severity scores. MIDAS p equals 0.658, VAS p equals 0.708. Conclusion: the results of this study did not show a significant correlation between FGF21 serum levels and changes in VAS and MIDAS throughout the study. Further research on various mitochondrial pathways can provide valuable insights into the migraine pathophysiology and help identify more effective biomarkers for monitoring therapeutic regimens. You can read full article at cjn.tums.ac.ir.